You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Coming up though, so if you can make it through the next, we don't even have 24 hours, so 16 hours and 57 minutes. There you go. And let's say you go to bed at 10 o'clock at night. Now you're down to 15 hours and 57 minutes. So, yeah. I've never been a Friday the 13th guy. Black Cats. Right. I facetiously tell people when bad things happen, they happen in three, man. You're only through one of them. Button your chin strap. But I am a little superstitious. I do believe in the cosmic ability to affect the outcomes of sporting events by virtue of the way I sit. Or what I'm doing, I do believe that has an effect. For instance, lately I've taken to, if like there's a big pitch or a big play, and I don't rush what I'm doing. Like if I'm in the kitchen, and I know there's a big pitch coming up, in a Yankee game or something like that, but I just continue what I'm doing, yeah, the outcome is better. You know, you're like, I know you, like, are you kidding me? No, I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. So, and then other than that, deploying, there was things that if it went with you the first time and everything went okay, then it needed to go with you the second time. And if it went with you the first two times, it sure as shit's going the third time. Okay? The house is getting... Why is Dad destroying the house? He can't find the pair of scissors with the pink handle. Why does he need those? Why does he just go out and buy a pair? Let's not get into that, okay? Let's not get into that. Yeah. Bose speakers that are sitting right here. Here, I'll make a noise with them. Yeah, those bad boys. They've seen it fit nicely into a bag, and you can play a little music out of them. Yeah, so they're deployable, man portable, going right inside the sea bag. A little bit durable too. All you got to do is get the appropriate power source, and you're good to go. So yeah, I'm superstitious in odd ways. I mean, I'm not overly superstitious. And here's one of the things that I don't believe in. You know, people say karma's a bitch. I don't believe in that. You see all kinds of people that never get it. They get away with it. So I don't believe in that karma thing. You know, I don't believe in it. If there was, in fact, karma. Now, we could be talking about the law of averages, and that eventually, you know, a little bit of sun is involved in everybody's life, and due to just the random nature of life. And then, on the same hand, different vein, obviously, but a little bit of darkness will get into everybody's life. Now, is that karma? But it doesn't work on everybody. Oh, he'll get his. Well, a lot of times he doesn't get his. A lot of times he gets away with it. So I don't believe in that whole, karma thing. I read a lot about Syria last night. Kind of interested in it now after ignoring it for a long time. I wouldn't say ignoring it, but like, really, Syria? If we're not involved in enough shitholes on the planet, Syria now? I mean, what, Afghanistan and Iraq? I mean, they look like incredibly organized places relative to Syria. Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. So I got interested in because of the coming Israeli-Iranian war there. So I read about that last night. I watched the Yankees lose to the Red Sox last night. And the NHL playoffs are on. As I said previously on this program, if you want to see a good sporting event where they get it on like no other, it's the NHL playoffs. Fast, violent, and fighting is a minor infraction. What's not to love about that? Exactly. Like, I don't know who made up these rules, but I need to go find out more about them. There's an interesting dance going on in Syria relative to the narrative of the chemical attack that was spawned last week. All right? So the United States, in, I guess, conjunction with its allies, is deliberating a course of action since the president's own red line, and the world's supposed red line, but maybe not so much, for chemical weapons. Now, the fight for the narrative goes like this. Russia, as recently as 2 hours ago, has said that the chemical attack was staged. So in the absence of very, very quick action, the Russians seizing the initiative to tell more lies than they normally tell. And normally they tell a ton of them. So you can just imagine Vlad Putin walking in, you know, to his office of, no, what would it be? The Ministry of what? Lies? We couldn't call it that. The Ministry of Truth. I don't know. So, and you get the guy who's becoming like, how do you know that guy's lying? Because his lips are moving. Is that Sergei Lavrov? Good God, man. Just shut up already with you and your lies on top of lies on top of lies. Anyway, so the narrative now is being trumpeted by Vladimir Putin and Bashar al-Assad is through Sergei Lavrov, Lavrov, L-A-V-R-O-V, that was staged. U.S. and France say they have proof it took place, and alongside the U.K. are considering military retaliation. Russia, which has military forces deployed in Syria in support of the Syrian government, has warned that a U.S. airstrike. What about a French airstrike? What about a Great Britain, a U.K. airstrike? Independent chemical weapons inspectors are expected to arrive in the area of the alleged attack on Saturday. During a brief briefing on Friday, that would be earlier today, the Russian Secretary of State, Minister of Foreign Affairs, whatever that title is, said he had irrefutable evidence that the attack was staged as a part of Russophobic campaign led by one country, which he did not name. Pretty amazing, isn't it? So, nonetheless, Russia aside, when you see the Secretary of Defense say, we have what would be the word he would use? We have undeniable proof that it was the Russians. And that proof could come in a number of ways. It could come from communications directing it that were intercepted by signal intelligence assets. It could come from actual monitoring of how it was delivered. These guns fired from here. These impacts were felt here. We tracked them via this. Boom. So when you hear the Secretary of Defense use those words, which he has yet to use, in all fairness to our Russian brothers, he has yet to use those words. So, and that's obviously step one. Make sure it was him. And then we'll deal with it. Now let me just, so I did a bunch of reading last night. And I got an email after the program that said, hey, Mac, when you do read, where do you read? Well, I tend not to do, initially when I read about something, I just kind of general topic it. And I look for things that that are, I guess, headlines that attract my attention. I index them. I go to the tools little thing on the Google search, index by date. So I start scrolling back from today because I want more recent stuff. Okay, so I'll find stuff to read. Then I'll go to places like the Brookings Institute, and I'll see what they have to say there. So as we look at Syria, one of the things I find interesting is after the president said, hey, I want to get out of Syria, there has been a hue and cry for, hey, you can't do that. Well, you got the Russians there, right? You got the Iranians there. Like, well, what are we going to do there? Well, what is in America's interest to stay in Syria? First of all, it absolutely is in America's interest to stay in Syria. Why is that, Mac? Let me explain it to you there, sports fans. Well, maybe I should explain it here in a few minutes. Yeah, I'll explain it in a few minutes. We'll talk Syrian foreign policy. And without a doubt, we should stay. We'll get to that. Okay. But first, Whitney Houston's got to sing the national anthem. It is Friday. And we're going to talk superstitions today. The chef will join us in 45 minutes, so we'll see how the chef's feeling today. He got more snow recently, so we'll see how he's doing with all of that. And we'll talk a little food. And then the gunner will come on, and we'll see what Mike's up to. We'll see. I think Mike is a pretty superstitious guy. And I don't know if you call them superstitions. They're just a way certain things have to happen. Maybe that's more like it. So we'll see if the chef is superstitious. The chef's kind of a super. I don't know if he's superstitious, But, you know, he spent a lot of time in Europe. Europe is, oh, there she is, hold on. Europe is a superstitious place. That's where they all, that's where all the superstitions come from, Europe. They're all their craziness. So we'll talk to him and see if he is. And then we'll get the Gunner on, and we'll see if Mike's superstitious. Yeah. So, with all that said, Whitney Houston sings a very, very incredible version of the national anthem on this Friday the 13th of April in the year 2018. I remember sitting in class thinking, how old will I be when it's the year 2000? Okay, so let's just say I did this in 1965. I was like, all right, 57 to 2000, 43, what the hell? Yeah, man, that was 17 birthdays ago. And so then we have Colleen, and I'm doing the math, and I'm like, well, how old will I be when Colleen graduates from high school? 63. Are you kidding me? What the hell is that? Anyway, 2018, yeah? Deal with it. So, with that said, Whitney Houston, one of her finest moments. Indulge me just for a second, okay? Ooh, that was the part. All right, my favorite part. The bombs bursting in air. So, indulge me while we listen to the last 58 seconds one more time. I don't know if it's my favorite part. It's one of them. Right? Towards the end, Osei does that star psh, with a cymbal. Awesome. The this is dedicated to the Secretary of Defense, who has proved to be an incredible steadying influence on, I believe, on the president in terms of the way he handles the military. I think that if he isn't given an A-plus for the work he's done since he's been in the administration, somebody not paying attention. And this is dedicated to him. Here's the hope that we get our shit right in Syria and do the right thing for the long-term best interests of certainly the people in the region, for the Israelis, for the Iraqis. So all of that for the Kurds and for the people who fought with us to eject ISIS out of the region, all those people look to the United States for leadership. And as much as we might want to unass Syria, can't do it. So here's hoping that the Secretary of Defense, on a whole number of issues in Syria, his brains and his experience prevail, and that the United States gets its diplomatic ass pointed in the right direction in Syria.
Can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act's defense spending cuts, worsened by us operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions, wasting copious amounts of precious taxpayer dollars. If you don't get the resources, my closing words, then your strategy is nothing more than a hallucination, because without the resources, there's just so much brave young men and women can do.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
On a winning Friday. Currently, clouds and 66 in Quantico. Three weather advisories in effect. Small craft advisory. And I have no idea what the other two are. Winds are out of the south at 13 right now. Which is what's causing the small craft advisory. Cloudy in 72 at Camp Lejeune. Clouds in 74 in Granbury, Texas. They're going to have winds in Granbury today. That's right. That means the fire thing. Looking for a high of 91. Winds out of the southeast right now at 9 miles an hour. Big Timber, Montana, 36 degrees under cloudy sky. They've got a weather advisory in effect. Big Timber. Winds are out of the southwest at 20. Going to gust up to 30 today. So they've got that going for them. 29 Palms is cold. Yeah, it was cold here last night. 29 Palms. Sunny and 46. That's wrong. Camp Pendleton, even worse. Sunny and 43. I woke up, Colleen's coughing at 4:30. I wake up, I'm like, are you okay? She's like, yes. I said, then shut up with the coughing already. Good God. Being a concerned parent that I am. Currently, cloudy, dark, and 73 in Okinawa. Marcia, cloudy, dark, and 75 at the home of All Marine Radio. Sunny and 52. 42 in Espanol. Yeah, boom. Looking for a high of 80 degrees today as we transition weather. Winds are out of the north at 2 right now. Looking for sun and 81 tomorrow, and then mostly sunny and 75 on Sunday. So it should be a beautiful day. Winds will be out of the northwest at 10 to 20. All right. Syria. Okay. So if you pull up your map of Syria, okay. Go ahead, pull it up. I'll give you a second. I'm trying to think what I could like in the shape of Syria, too. If there's like a U.S. state that it would look like. And I'm trying to look at it. What's jumping out at me? Nothing. There's no shape. So it's this weird-looking vertical, more vertical than horizontal. Okay, so the United States essentially is in eastern Syria with our allies, right? Heavily Kurdish. But guess what's not going on there? ISIS isn't killing everybody. Right? Assad's not gassing people. So guess what now is the calmest piece of Syria? Yeah. Where the coalition is. All right. Do you remember the last time we up and left someplace like Iraq? Do you remember what happened in the aftermath of that? Yeah. Bad things. And then we went back and we had to do it again. To eject ISIS out of the region. All right. Do we need to relearn that lesson for a second time in this region? And we won't even count, you know, what President Obama did in Afghanistan. We won't even count that as a similar lesson. Okay. We may want to unass and come home, but it isn't prudent. And to be honest with you, we have about 2,000 members of the United States military and other people in the region. And so it's not a very big tax on the American military. So what is our interest in staying there? Okay, the United States has an interest in making sure that we can limit/contain Iran in the region. Now, that strip of land that we control in northern Syria and eastern Syria. Yeah, I'm trying to think. It kind of looks like a dog's head now that I'm looking at it. You know that, like, if you looked at, who's that? Scooby-Doo. Yeah, if you look at Scooby-Doo's head, right, it kind of looks like Scooby-Doo's head with its ears up. So the United States would own from about Scooby's forehead, and then if you drew a line, like, underneath Scooby's eye, and then it kind of circled back up to, like, the end of his eye, and then across the back of his head. That section up to the his tip of his ear, right? That would be the part of Scooby that we would occupy. Okay? It's the most peaceful. Now, so what could the United States do? The United States could bring in aid there. The United States could start to at least begin some aid that helps rebuild some of those cities. And so there's, like, a lot of things that you can spin on the planet, but when people vote with their feet and they come and they live there because they've heard that good things are going on there and it is stable and safe, that's the kind of democracy that you know, you can't spin, okay? So then, so that's just for the people that fought with us. What does that mean to the Iranian influence in the region? It means that they will not have, and it's a big deal, they will not have unfettered access to Syria. Do they have access? You bet they do. Have they seeped into the wood of Syria? You bet they have. Have they now spread their missiles all over the place? Yes. Is there going to be a confrontation between Syria and Israel? There has to be. It is Syria and Israel. Iran and Israel? There has to be. And at some point, Iran has to pay for all of this. Who's destabilizing Yemen? Who's flying in intercontinental ballistic missiles into Yemen to be shot into Saudi Arabia? That would be the Iranians. Who has technicians in Yemen that are doing the assembling? Because that's certainly not going to be left to the people in Yemen, because they would screw it up. Yeah. So the missiles that you hear about being shot at Riyadh, yeah, they're coming from Iran by proxy. Okay, so the upcoming conflict in Iran, in Syria, between Israel and Iran, it's better if the United States has a presence there. And as I said, maybe Iran is not going to be ejected. But I would tell you this, the longer view of Syria, in my reading, is this. It is dominated by the Sunni tribe. It is run by the Alawites right now. In any form of regime change, other than a dictatorship, if there's any type of representative government, and at some point there will be, then the Alawites will not run Syria. The Sunnis will run Syria. And when the Sunnis run Syria, guess who's going to get their asses run out of Syria? Bingo. So in the longer game, the United States, cannot leave a vacuum, and it is the vacuum that ISIS grew up in a second time. Okay? It has got to have a patient, persistent presence there, making sure ISIS doesn't reconstitute itself. It also has the opportunity to create a humanitarian safe haven for the people of the region. That you could come here, you could put your life together, you know, it is safe. We also owe that to the Kurds that fought with us in the region. So unassing Syria is not an option. And the other part of it is the whole Russian-Syrian thing. the whole Russian-Iranian thing. If there ever was an axis of evil, yeah, Iran and Russia, yikes. So, and somehow or other, we have to come up with some kind of common vision with the Israelis of what happens here and what is the longer event. So that is, you know, that is the Syrian issue and the fact that the United States cannot just up and leave. At some point, I believe that the Turks will tire of the Iranians and the Turks will tire of the Russians. In spite of what you see today, the Russians are not good bed partners for long. And so I believe that they'll get tired of them. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in terms of a response. If in fact it turns out that this was delivered by Mr. Assad's forces. If it in fact is, then I think the free nations of the world, and I've said that a lot the last couple weeks, the free nations of the world have to respond to it. Because the United Nations, we all know, is inept. You know, it's a country club for different nations around the world where they can send people to New York City and hang out and live the good life. But in terms of getting the serious work done that needs to be done, no. When you have nations like Russia and China with Russia, economy the size of Canada, smaller than Canada, has veto power at the UN. Can we rewrite that somehow? You got to be kidding me. You talk about ass clowns. Russia, straight up ass clown. There should be some kind of calliope music that I need to get that. I should play that. When how do you even spell calliope? K-A-L-K-L-I-O-P? C-A-L-L-I-O-P, calliope music. Yeah. There should be some kind of calliope music playing in the background when I talk about the Russians. Authentic calliope music on YouTube. Delta Queen calliope music. You know we got to hear this one. The Russians are here. Hi, this is All Marine Radio, broadcasting live from the United Nations today. The Russian delegation just walked in. What's going on, boys? The carnival starts with you and your fictitious bullshit, Sergei Lavrov. Yeah, anyway. So I think at some point Turkey says, yeah, you know, we don't really need that in the region. So, but we shall see. So I'm enjoying learning, about Syria because it is the only place that the major powers, and a showdown looms between this Iranian-Russian thing and free nations of the world now because of chemical weapons. And because of the stakes there, it's forcing the free nations of the world to include France, Mr. Macron. And the United Kingdom and the United States to sit down and say, what are we going to do And how is whatever we're going to do linked to a longer strategy in Syria? Right? You've heard, no doubt, if you paid any attention to it, this can't be a one-and-done thing. They say one and off. Okay. So, yeah, we have that going for us. The Russians. Yeah, no kidding. The Russians are here. Let's start this stupid shit. Unbelievable. Okay, so that's going on. And then, but at some point, Mr. Assad has to go. But you can see the perils that brings with it relative to the Iranians. So in any kind of negotiated political settlement, Assad goes. Has to. He's killed too many people. There will never be peace in Syria. But we all know for the Russians, peace is not the issue. We all know for the Iranians, peace is not the issue. Assad has to stay because he is the tool that we use, right, to play a game of international either chess or in Iran's case, it is the vehicle, this non-Syrian state anymore. It is the vehicle that we're using to deploy our military into Syria so that we can tighten the noose on Israel. So, again, I don't know where that would even come from, that it would be in America's interest. One of the things I think is really cool is to see people that are watching, and I read an article in an Australian paper, I think out of Sydney, that was talking about America's role. And it made the statement to the effect that, you know, we're sure the Americans get tired of this. That they somehow or other in a position that nobody else is on the planet to take on these kind of events. And then it went on to say, and they do get taken advantage of economically. That's one thing we can all agree on, that America paves the way for other places to do what they need to do by allowing them preferred economic deals. That is part of them, quote unquote, stabilizing different parts of the world. However, there is nobody else on the planet that will go someplace and do good things. It certainly isn't the Russians. It certainly isn't the Chinese. The Chinese have a checkbook, but those loans come due. And if you want the Chinese owning your international airport or owning your port, just go ahead and default on your payments and see what happens. The Americans tend not to run it like that. So, interesting stuff relative to Syria. We'll take a break. We'll do some really, really quick news headlines. The chef's going to join us here on a Friday. And we'll continue. So, thanks for listening. All Marine Radio continues. Syria. It'll be very, very interesting because the next event ratchets up the stakes, and what you're going to try to do is you're going to try to do something that impacts Syria in a very, very substantial way, misses Russia. The Iranians might be in the bug's plot, but we don't really care about that. and puts Russia in a position where they have no business retaliating. So it'll be interesting. That's not an easy, that's getting the X-Acto knife out. What does that one look like? What does that one look like? So it'll be interesting to see. More of a, but the first thing you have to look for is when the Secretary of Defense comes out and says unequivocally that they did it. So we'll wait for that. More of Armored Radio on a Friday, coming up next.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Just say the few, the proud. What's up with ripping off our propaganda, huh?
You are the few, the proud. You are the antibody. My
antibody. I don't even know what that means. We're going to check the news. Smash Mouth. Then the morning comes here on your home for rock and roll, All Marine Radio. That's right, because that's what we do. That's what we do here, rock and roll, on your 50,000-watt music mother of the valley. Sunday, 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 River City Speedway. Yeah, sorry, not doing that today. Let's see. Cyber warfare, man. Selling tickets all the time. So, yeah, cyber. Anyway, headline about MARSOC cyber operators. All right. They're going to, I don't know what they're going to do. I have no idea what they're going to do. People send me articles, and I don't, you know, so we're going to infiltrate their network. We're going to, like, we're going to pop up shit on their display. Okay. I guess. Who's going to do that? And somebody will send me an article about the strategic corporal. All that stuff's got to be coordinated. There's one storyline, right? There's not people like randomly shutting shit off when, you know, when it suits them, because there's larger things and operations that go on. So I don't, so that's what I don't understand. Like, how is it, how does this work? How does this all come together? That we're romping around some shithole in Syria, and we have our cyber warfare stuff going on. All right. Who's got an internet out here? How is anything controlled? All right, so we find that out. And then we jam it. And who decides when we jam it? Because what happens when you're jamming, if it jams a higher headquarters, more sophisticated operation going after a higher target? Ooh, my bad. Yeah, so, anyway. There's an interesting story going on. Marine accused of hazing faces separation due to despite a victory in court. So the victory in court was, Major General Eric Smith was found to have taken a personal interest. He's the commanding general of 1st Marine Division. So he was admonished for being overzealous in his desire to get people that were hazing out of the Marine Corps. And, you know, he's been taken to task for that. I would say this. If you looked at the way the Marine Corps handled drugs in the 70s in the Marine Corps, and ultimately what General Barrow did as commandant, I think it was General Barrow. Yeah, I don't know if General Barrow would get away with that today. But I think in a culture that we're sick and tired of, I don't want to hear about your rights anymore. I want to hear about your responsibilities. I want to hear about your duty to your subordinates. I would have done, and again, I'm not without my own flaws, but I would have done what General Smith did. I would have said, this shit is done. And he wrote an email saying, I feel like I've been flipped the bird by a variety, a whole slew or something like this, a whole slew of lance corporals in this division. That shit is not how it works. They think they run the show. They're going to find out who runs the show. I think that's the way it's supposed to be. It's not a democracy, especially when you're doing bad things. So, anyway, so that's in the news again. So, in spite of his victory that said, yeah, and I said this at the time when that ruling happened. So the ruling says that Smith was overzealous, essentially, in taking an interest in these hazing cases. It doesn't say that these guys didn't do what they were charged with doing. And now this one is being processed for an admin separation. The and so let's not get things confused. This is not the civilian world. Your rights are curtailed. There's certain things that are expected of you. And so I just find it, you know, so I'm sure it'll get due process and all the rest of that nonsense. And we'll go from there. All right. Real quick, top five stories on early bird today. Nikki Haley is talking about we're not going to rush the decision. The decision, yeah, you can see the complexity of it, right? One, whatever we decide to do ought to have lasting impact because it raises the discipline that Mr. Assad, it raises the discipline level that's being administered to Mr. Assad to a new level. And if that's not pointed and it's not the last thing, then it's eyewash, right? We're doing it because we feel we have to do something. We'll do it. We'll declare victory, and then we'll go back to the way we used to be. Okay. All right. Top story in Early Bird. Again, I don't know who puts Early Bird together, but I'm going to give them an F for this week. The top story is a story out of the Omaha World Herald that's a sensational story about a murder by an airman. Why is that the top story in all of DOD, in all of military land? So, memo to Military Times, whoever ranks these stories, get your shit together, man. It's a gratuitous story about a disturbed young person in the Air Force. Things they wrote in their journal. Just stupid. Number one story. Number two story. The Pentagon's the headline says this, Congressman to Mattis, prepare for a lean future as national debt continues to rise. The Pentagon's two-year budget boost may be as good as it's going to get for the military, according to House Armed Service Committee's top Democrat, as he warned the Secretary of Defense on Capitol Hill yesterday. And again, it'll be interesting what happens in the election. But let me just say this. If there's a priority for the nation, it ought to be its defense, that its Congress has neglected. And this little quote, maybe he'll refine it someday. Okay?
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military,
no enemy in the field has done the damage of the American Congress. I'll blunt that out for him, okay? He's being the diplomatic man that he is. He talks about sequestration and continuing resolutions, okay? Who authored that? Oh, yeah. The president and Congress did. So to ranking Democratic member Adam Smith, who's a Democrat from Washington, pointing to budget deficits that the Democrats have never historically given a shit about, right? You better fund your military because your military guarantees the checks of your nation, which last I checked is still the leader of the free world in spite of Mr. Trump's desire to pull back, all right? Except we're re-engaging on the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. So, not so much, I guess. So, that's the number two story. Number three, states turn the National Guard to help protect future elections from hackers. The cybersecurity specialists that have gone to school and have training in their various guards are now being sourced by states to support computer-related threats relative to state elections. The number four story, which is amazing, U.S. strikes on Syria pose a risk of conflict with Russia. Don't be afraid of conflict with Russia. Right? If it's going to happen, then let it happen. And then the Secretary of Defense on aviation accidents. We cannot repair our way out of this. You may hear him next week, his testimony, because his testimony is always awesome. It's always good. All right? Quote, we cannot repair our way out of the situation we're in, Mattis told members of the House Armed Service Committee on Thursday. We're actually going to have to buy, in some cases, the capabilities we have simply worn out and had to set aside and can't even be repaired, whether it be aircraft where squadrons do not have enough, or it be ships that cannot go back to sea on time because we open them up long overdue for their maintenance period. We find things wrong inside, and that length of time in the shipyard gets extended. When you put all of it together, this is why you have young officers getting promoted to major, for example, that have not had the same flight hours that a lieutenant or a captain would have had. They have not had the opportunity because we have not funded it. The aircraft are not available. The spare parts and the maintainers have not been there. This is not pointing a finger at anyone in particular. It's where we're at, and we deal with it. I'll let the historians deal with how did we get here. With your help, we are going to be able to come out from underneath this and put our readiness back where you expect it to be when you put out billions of taxpayers' dollars for various parts of the military. We are keenly aware that we've got to deliver a more ready force. But you can't fake it. As he said, the air platforms are not even repairable anymore. All right, we're going to take a break. The All-Marine Radio head chef, he's going to join us as we continue here on a Friday, the 13th. We'll find out if he's superstitious. Don't touch that dial.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Yeah. Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.